This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
So we're going to catch up now with Andrew Potts from the Sydney Star Observer. Good morning, Andrew.
G'day, Doug.
Yes, you missed all the excitement here, all of us running down the stairs to get out on the street, but it was a false alarm.
All the fires are out. Good to hear.
Good to hear, yes. Now, what's going on in the world up in Sydney?
I think as far as things that are interesting to Melbourne listeners, I think it's more things that are going on overseas at the moment.
Oh yes.
Now, of course, with all the national news, we're not really paying too much attention to that. There's Singapore's sodomy laws are about to be challenged. This is, of course, similar challenges in Nepal. And in India recently led to the sodomy laws there being taken down. In this case, it's a result of a man who was charged with having consensual oral sex with another man after an alleged incident in a shopping centre toilet. He's now taken that to court because Singapore has this old colonial law on the books.
Yes.
But there's also...
carnal knowledge against the order of nature or something like that, isn't it?
That's right. But there's also a more modern law which punishes the same thing, which doesn't discriminate on people based on their sexuality or gender. So it's sort of a doubling up of the law there. And also the government gave basically a promise that they wouldn't be using the old law anymore, and he's now been charged on that. So it looks like they have a good case there.
They also decriminalised oral and anal sex heterosexually some while back, didn't they? So it's only an anti-gay law now.
That's right, and I mean this is all despite the fact that the Singaporean government has been saying it's going to decriminalise homosexuality since 2007, when former Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew made a statement in support of tolerance of homosexuals. It's you know, one of the Singapore's health minister has actually come out and said, you know, that and he's obviously looked into it quite, you know, far, that the evidence is that homosexuality is inborn. He's talked about some of the research that's implied that gay men's brains are structured differently from heterosexual men's. So they do seem to have done a bit of research there. And I mean, you know, Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew was practically Prime Minister for life, and his son is now running the place, and he's the minister mentor is his official policy. So, I mean, when you have a virtual one-party state already, it's kind of hard to see what the resistance is to doing it.
Well, don't they always say it would sort of like offend against, you know, the community standards, I think was the phrase I heard last time this one came out.
Yeah. But, I mean, you'd think Lee Kuan Yew...
Whatever that means.
A powerful figure would be the one setting the community standards.
Hmm.
One thing that is interesting that's come out of this is that the Singapore's gay rights group, People Like Us, they're not a party to the case.
Mm-hmm.
They've said that they were disappointed to see the gentleman charged on that particular charge, and they're in favour of it being dropped. But they're also in favour of the non-discriminatory law being left in place because they do believe that sex in public places should remain a crime.
Yeah. Well, that seems kind of like a reasonable point of view. Let's see how that one goes. I mean, we never expected the Indian law to fall over quite as easily as it did in the end. It was, seemed to be like we'd been pushing against something that was ready to fall, and maybe that's the case here too.
That's right. And there, of course, there was something similar in... sort of push the situation over in Fiji, and even though it's, you know, Fiji is a military dictatorship, I know that the Fijian travel authorities have been trying to court gay tourists since mm-hmm. then, and also the first gay group has been set up at the University of the South Pacific, so maybe we're seeing things, you know, start to catch up with the rest of the world.
Yes, now that's surprising because I think the University of the South Pacific is very heavily Mormon, if I remember rightly, very heavily supported by the Mormon Church. So it'd be interesting to see how that one goes.
Yeah.
One of the things I discovered when I went to Hawaii and looked at the Pacific Cultural Center there was to discover how pervasive the Mormon faith is in the Pacific. Which I had no idea of before, and the same thing happened when I went down to New Zealand too.
That is rather an odd one because the Mormons' message that Jesus went to America, it doesn't seem to have much of a. you wouldn't assume it had a big ring for Pacific people unless maybe he did a bit of island hopping on the way. the group have actually, there was a big write-up in the Fiji Times, mm-hmm. and all the people involved in the group, were happy to show their faces in the picture. I believe they had a couple of sort of local celebrities involved in the launch, so it seems that they're, quite comfortable being out in the open about this.
Mm. One thing I did notice on the Sydney Star Observer website, and it's going to be of interest to some of our people down here, because obviously we now have our own rugby club, gay rugby club here, but we're not going to get the Bingham Cup in Sydney.
That's right. I think that was a big disappointment. There was an event held last night. There was a telecast from between London, Manchester and Sydney. I'd actually thought, because the telecast was scheduled for 8:30 Sydney time, I assume that they had it in the bag. Manchester have got it. It would have been the first time that the Bingham Cup had come into the Southern Hemisphere, and a lot of people have been saying that in order for it to really be a real international competition, it has to. But it looks like with the GFC and the British and American economies, not quite where they were in the past, and I guess with the Australian dollar creeping up, that might be another factor.
Might make it a bit expensive for the Americans to come over.
But they weren't so keen on having to pay to come all the way here to play. A big disappointment. And I think not just for Sydney, but I think for Australia, it would have been good to bring that competition here. But fingers crossed. Maybe for the one after that.
Yeah, well, could be, and could be next time Sydney and Melbourne will both bid for it, because by that time we might be a bit more established with our Melbourne Chargers down here.
Well, I think competition's always a good thing.
And what else is rugby about? Okay, and anything else you want to talk to us about this morning?
You may have mentioned it already, but the Greens petition that they're running to support a conscience vote, I think it's very important that everyone gets involved in that.
This is for their marriage bill, same-sex marriage bill that they've brought back into the parliament. They're asking people to sign a petition to help lobby to get it actually brought forward to a vote.
That's right. It's on Sarah Hanson-Young's Greens MP website.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well. I think at last count they had about 2,500 signatures, and this is in sort of less than 24 hours. But I think the issue here is we don't know when the bill is going to be voted on,
if at all. According to Ms. Gillard, she seemed to drop a fairly hefty hint that she'd stand in the way of it even being brought to the floor.
Yeah, so I think, no matter what happens, it's important that we all sort of, try and show that there is, real community support out there for this, not just sign it ourselves, but,
encourage our friends, families, parents, siblings, employers, etc., etc.
Definitely, definitely.
I'll go and talk to the checkout ladies at my local Coles. They're very good at this sort of thing. All right, well, thanks very much for that, Andrew.
No worries, Doug.
And have a good week.
Thanks.
There was Andrew Potts there from the Sydney Star Observer.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.